Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root again. Let me make clear. The Root's on fire. I'm angry, not because we're withdrawing from Afghanistan. Of course we needed to withdraw from Afghanistan. Trump was going to withdraw from Afghanistan. Everyone knew we were there too long and spent too much money and gave up too much treasure, the lives of Americans and the limbs of Americans. But it's how you withdraw that matters. There was no plan. This is a joke. There is no plan. There was no plan. There's never going to be a plan. You moron, Biden. You brain-dead sock puppet with dementia. You ruined our image again, and you put people's lives at risk again, and you got people killed again, just like you've done every step of your life. 40 years, the United States Senator, never been right once in his life about foreign policy. All right, before I get to more about Afghanistan, and believe me, I have much more to say about it, I want to talk to you about my commentary that came out yesterday. If you haven't heard it yet, all my commentaries are at rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. And I'd love to hear from you. My email address is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. But rootforamerica.com is where all my commentaries, both video and print, wind up. Many times they start there, but even if they start somewhere else, some other website has an exclusive on my commentary, and immediately, a day later, is at my site, rootforamerica.com. And the commentary is, if Trump was president, not one Democrat in America would be vaxxed. This is madness. Forced vaccination with an experimental for emergency use only shot that has directly led to death and injury for over 500,000 Americans. Is this really happening? Are you sure this is in 1938 Nazi Germany? Or a communist country that provides no civil or human rights to its citizens? Because this can't be America. That figure of over 500,000 deaths, and I'll update that for you literally as soon as I'm done with this column. I'll update that for you because the new numbers are in. But the figure of over 500,000 deaths, it's now almost 600,000 deaths, serious injuries, and adverse effects directly from the COVID vaccine is not from me. It's not from some wild, unreliable internet rumor. It comes from the U.S. government and CDC-connected vaccine adverse event reporting system called VAERS. And it's been around for decades. No one ever complained about it before. It's more deaths and injuries than all the vaccines in the past three decades combined by a mile. And by the way, throughout history, VAERS has always proven to underreport deaths and injuries by a mile, by a wide margin. Generally, it's anywhere from 1% to 10% of the real number. So you can multiply by 10 or 100 to get the real number. So if there's 12,000 dead now, it might be as high as 120,000. It could be much higher. And if there's, you know, over almost 600,000 adverse effects in general, many of them crippling injuries, it could be 6 million. In the EU, European Union, the same vaccine reporting system reports over 20,000 dead and over 2 million injured by the vaccine. But the media has blacked out the deaths and crippling injuries in the vaccine, like the image of underage sex on Hunter Biden's laptop. Facts that destroy the government agenda scare the media to death. This could be the most important line in my whole piece. Facts that destroy the government agenda scare the media to death. What if all this was happening and Trump... Exact same results. Just imagine with me. What if Trump was president and the government swore the vaccine would prevent COVID, but when the vaccinated started getting sick, the goalpost was changed 180 degrees. Suddenly everyone admits the vaccinated are getting COVID, and they could spread it too, and their viral load is as high, or in many cases, higher than the unvaccinated. So they're the ones spreading it. And suddenly the vaccine isn't effective against the variants like Delta. Suddenly its only use is preventing hospitalizations. Talk about three-card Monty. But does the vaccine actually prevent hospitalizations? In Israel, doctors report as many as 95% of the hospitalized are vaccinated. If Trump was president, would anyone be taking the vaccine anymore after hearing those numbers from Israel? No way. Would any Democrat be taking the vaccine? No way. Would any black American? No way. Would they trust Trump? No way. How about closer to home? In Massachusetts, there are over 9,900 breakthrough cases of the vaccinated with COVID, and over 100 vaccinated are dead of COVID. That's reported by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. But those are just deaths from COVID among the vaccinated. That has nothing to do with the deaths and serious injuries directly from the COVID vaccine. If Trump was president, the media would be reporting those numbers in gigantic headlines and calling it Trump's vaccine, and they'd call Trump's vaccine a Frankenstein monster. They'd be accusing Trump of murder. They'd be calling him Hitler. Not one Democrat in America would be taking this vaccine. There'd be BLM riots as black Americans accuse Trump of racism and genocide. The ACLU would be suing in every city, county, and state in America. And they'd be calling forced vaccinations under Trump the civil rights issue of our lifetime. People have a right to do whatever they want to do with their own bodies. If Trump was president, they'd say that. And the children. Are you aware that Johns Hopkins Medical, the most respected medical school in the world, just did a study of 45,000 American kids with COVID and found zero deaths among healthy children? Zero, as in zero. Only a handful of children in all of America died from COVID, and Johns Hopkins reports all of them had childhood cancer. So you understand, if you have cancer and you're dying, and you're getting chemo, and you're debilitated, and your hair is gone, and you're down to like 12 pounds, and you get COVID, you die. I get that. But the average kid has a 0% chance of dying. Not just 0%, zero. As in, not one kid died. So if Trump was president, and the government demanded every school child be masked and vaccinated with a dangerous and sometimes deadly experimental vaccine for emergency use only, even though there was zero risk of death among kids from this flu bug, what would liberals say? How about the Birkenstock wearers that shop at Sprouts and Whole Foods? What would they say? How about feminist mothers? What would they say? You don't have to guess. I know. Liberal mothers across America would say, and I quote, Trump wants to murder our children. But most importantly, look at the VAERS numbers showing thousands dead and over 500,000 injured, many seriously, many crippled for life, directly from this experimental jab. If Trump was president, I have no doubt that doctors and medical experts would be demanding an instant suspension of this entire vaccine program. The media would be touting the Trump vaccine deaths on the front page. If Trump was president, no Democrat would take the jab. Would anyone be calling for their freedoms to be taken away or their lives destroyed? They can never eat out again. They can never go to a supermarket. They can never go to a retail store. They can't get on a plane. They can't get on a train. They can't get on a bus. They have no way to earn a living. They're losing their job. Really? Do you really believe if Trump was president, it was Democrats saying, I'm not going to take the jab, Trump would be allowed to take their life away? What if Trump wanted to put Democrats on a no-fly list? This is madness and insanity. This is the definition of intolerance. This is something I'd expect in Nazi Germany or a communist dictatorship. This is an India-like caste system for 90 million Americans who don't want the vaccine. But Trump isn't president, so everything is hunky-dory. Just move along. There's nothing to see here. And anyone who disagrees can be censored, banned, demonized, fired, bankrupted, sent to prison, or re-education camp. This is what the end of America looks like. It's my commentary that came out yesterday in newspapers around the country. If Trump was president, not one Democrat in America would be vaxxed. This is madness, that you would even think of destroying people's lives over a decision, a choice to be vaccinated or not, while the same Democrats argue that a woman's body is her choice and she can do what she wants, including murder a baby, because it's your body, it's your choice. But it's not your body, your choice, when they want to inject a poisonous experimental for emergency use vaccine at your arm that has already crippled and killed many, many thousands of people in America and across the world. It's really amazing. And when we get back, I found out how they could lie by telling you that 99% or 90% or 95%, they keep changing numbers, but they're telling you that virtually everybody who's sick and hospitalized and dies is unvaccinated, and it's a lie. And I found out what they're basing the lie on. It's pure fraud. When we get back, I'll let you know how they came up with the latest big whopper lie that would make Pinocchio blush.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to given the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Sons of Liberty CBD is sponsor of this segment of the show. My great buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, a former Raiders quarterback, was talking to me about the challenges of staying in great shape. We had lunch together at a great sushi place here in Las Vegas, and he was telling me how anyone over the age of 50 gets aches and pains when they work out. When he heard I worked out 90 minutes a day, he said, man, you got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. Just go to their website, sonsoflibertycbd.com, because it will really heal your body. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. It's been, I would say, I met them about 6 months ago, and it's been about 6 months since I had an ache or a pain after working out. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but sonsoflibertycbd.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal and 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product. If you use the code WAR15 at checkout, WAR15, you get 15% off every product, fact, and you can get as high as 25% off, because when you combine the discount with their subscription discount, which is another 10% off, you get a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty CBD, up to 25% off. Just say WAR15 at sonsoflibertycbd.com. If you look at UK Daily Mail, the stories there are just truly amazing. Amazing. Let me cut over there for a second and tell you some of the lead stories at UK Daily Mail. The buck stops with me, says Biden, but then proceeds to blame
Afghan fiasco on Trump and locals who failed to fight the Taliban before ducking questions and fleeing for another vacation at Camp David. He interrupted his vacation for like an hour, gave a speech where he deflected and blamed everybody else, and then went back to vacation. And the next story is a photo, an incredible photo of a U.S. C-17 cargo jet designed to carry 150, and it shows 640 Afghans crammed on after they ran on before soldiers could close the ramp, and the hero pilot decided to take off from Kabul and save them all. You can't even believe the picture. They crammed in like sardines. At least 8 dead in the Kabul airport chaos. 2 stowaways fell to their death while clinging to evacuation flight, forcing the military to halt departures. Wow. The stories are just incredible and wrenching and amazing. Lindsey Graham says Biden has gone from incompetent to dangerous and calls his Afghanistan speech pathetic. Taliban rape gangs maraud the streets of Kabul, hunting girls as young as 12 they could force to marry their fighters. Afghan journalist breaks down in tears at the Pentagon briefing as she demands to know, where is my president? Wow, just incredible. Incredible stories. How long will the Kabul airlift last? Around 40,000 Brits, U.S. nationals, and Afghans, hope to be evacuated, which could take a month unless they're left behind by the West. And then finally, Obama's ambassador to Afghanistan. Did you hear what I just said? Obama's ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, slams Biden and says, I have grave questions about his ability to lead our nation, and says his disastrous Afghanistan policy might prove Biden is unfit to be commander-in-chief. This is Obama's ambassador to Afghanistan. Okay, do you get the drift of what's happening here? And then I told you when we got back, I was going to tell you how they managed to lie to you. Because they've been lying. The CDC, switching now to COVID, has been lying to you over this entire pandemic. They keep saying that everybody, you know, 95% of everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. And you know how they did it? You know how they pulled off the lie? They're taking the stats from January through like April, when almost nobody was vaccinated, and everybody who got sick was therefore unvaccinated because the whole country was basically unvaccinated. Especially in January and February, for sure. The whole country was unvaccinated. And so those who got sick were unvaccinated. And they're taking those stats and they're quoting you that everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. Everyone who's dying is unvaccinated. Everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. And I knew they were all lies because I personally must know like 50 people who got vaccinated and got sick with COVID. I personally must know 10 people who got vaccinated and they're in the hospital with COVID. I personally know several people, including a 19-year-old girl, who got the vaccine and dropped dead in 3 days. They're lying about everything.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is conceding the situation in Afghanistan fell apart faster than the U.S. expected.
Speaking from the White House, Biden stood by his decision to withdraw, even as the Taliban effectively took control of the capital city of Kabul. President Biden saying the buck stops with him, but blaming his predecessor and the Afghans as well.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1, 2021. Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne on the Root. In the entire world, there's nobody on radio or TV who has been a bigger critic. Lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, but especially lockdowns than me. I mean, I have just railed against these things for 16 months now, and all the proof is that lockdowns are horrible. They don't work. But, I mean, I can brag. I said that from the first day, that you can't stop a germ, but you can destroy an economy. And my big argument was, if grandma and grandpa are dying of COVID, how does it help them if the children and the grandchildren are broke for the rest of their lives or homeless, that they can't earn a living anymore, that their job is gone or their small business is closed, that they're non-essential and they're not allowed to open their own store anymore, but they still owe the rent? How does that help grandma and grandpa who are dying? While they're on their way out, the children they love are uncertain about their future, are bankrupt, are scared to death. They can't buy food for their children, toilet paper. God knows how bad it can get if there's another lockdown a second time around. So we've got a guest, Professor Casey Mulligan, former chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, economics professor at the University of Chicago, author of You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. Professor Casey Mulligan has done a lot of work looking into lockdowns and the failures of government. Professor Mulligan, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Does government deserve a mulligan? If government fails, do they deserve a mulligan, Professor Mulligan? Can they do a do-over? I don't think it works. I don't think lockdowns will work the second time any better than they worked the first time. I think they'll just put even more men and women, taxpayers, good Americans, out of business forever and out of work forever. What say you?
Yeah, I'm worried that the lockdowns after actually made us sicker, so there wasn't really a trade-off. Of course, we know the economic damage of the lockdowns, but I think there was also health damage. And the reason being that businesses and schools were pretty good at slowing the spread on their campus or on their property. And we basically told people, you can't go to where it's safest. So you're having the kids at home where an individual family, they can't rearrange ventilation. They don't have the kind of data to be tracking cases and things like that. So by sending people home, it was really amateur hour, and it made the spread more. Households are, it's a proven fact, are the place where the disease spreads the most.
I saw that in New York City. Most of the deaths in New York City, when things were at their absolute worst, you know, in the spring of 2020, most of the deaths were people at home. And yet they were, you know, demanding that everybody stay home and be locked in their homes. Well, all the deaths were at home. You don't avoid a germ by staying at home. You got to be busy. You got to go to work. Got to earn a living. Got to keep the economy going. So what do you say to politicians who want to lock us down again?
Well, I would urge them not to do it. And it's not going to give them the health benefits they think. And it does a lot of harm. And not to mention other health harms with, you know, alcoholism and other things like that.
I believe I just saw today that in England, the lockdowns have caused 1 million new alcoholics. I mean, by the way, people love to drink in England as it is. But now there's 1 million new alcoholics because there was nothing else to do. They're sitting at home bored. I know I love work, and I could never sit home. Thank God. You know, I never did. I really ignored the lockdown. I ignored all the mandates, and I just worked my butt off. And my life did not change significantly, thank God, for the last 16 months because I just keep doing what I'm doing, and I meet with people, and I have rallies, and I don't wear masks, and I haven't been vaccinated, and I'm alive, and I'm well, and life's good. So I just kept going, and I just, you know, I don't spend my life in fear of a flu bug. A bad flu bug, arguably, one that can kill you, arguably, if you're not in good shape, if you're in poor health. But in general, if you're in good health or you're young, it's a flu bug, and it's nothing to spend your life being petrified of. Your Wall Street Journal commentary called Government Failure Gave the World COVID
Tell us what that's about. What was the main thesis of your Wall Street Journal commentary, and what was the end result? Is there a solution out there?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to how the government ought to be conducting itself, we were making the case that the conventional wisdom is backward, which is conventional wisdom is, well, the market economy's got some rough edges, and we need government to smooth it out. Government's got a lot of rough edges, and thankfully we have for-profit companies competing to smooth it out. And we saw that with the COVID. The COVID probably came from China, and certainly neither the Chinese government nor the U.S. government has been forthcoming about where it came from. They were slow to give us the facts. But once we in the private sector got the facts, we were able to do a lot. Obviously, for-profit companies gave us the vaccines and gave us hundreds of millions of doses of those vaccines. But also on a more mundane level, as we were discussing earlier, you know, private companies, small schools, they were able to figure out how to make this problem that probably came from government less harmful.
You know, my only argument with you, Professor, my only argument, because I'm always pro-capitalism, but I'm anti-crony capitalism. And so I don't credit, you know, Big Pharma with coming to our rescue. You know, President Trump was like a military CEO, and he put together an amazing program, and he made sure he pushed them every step of the way, and he got them to develop the vaccine. But the problem is government entered into this horrible contract with the vaccine. These companies are making billions, and they have zero risk, and they can never get in trouble, no matter how many people are killed, no matter how many people are hurt, no matter how many people are crippled by this vaccine, they have no responsibility, and the government, not the people, pay for it. So they're, you know, just one of the companies, I forgot if it was Pfizer or Moderna, made like $4 million just off vaccines just in one quarter recently. So they're making all the money in the world, but we're not paying the bill in private sector. Government's paying the bill for every vaccine, and they have no liability. So, I mean, it's the sweetest deal in the history of mankind. And so I call that crony capitalism. I don't think that's capitalism. I mean, you're a professor at the University of Chicago, which is very pro-capitalism. How is that capitalism? That's crony capitalism, isn't it?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, the government got involved, and you got the crony aspects of it. Now, improving on some of the things you said, which would have been nice if they were improved, I think it's fairly small in terms of the overall benefit of having the vaccine as early as we did. You know, Fauci and the others said it was going to take 2-3 years. We got it in a few months. And thankfully, that was the case. I think if you would have had less of this crony capitalism, we could have maybe even had it earlier, maybe even in the summer, that first summer that we had.
Well, they weren't going to let. By the way, they weren't going to let it come earlier because it might have added up to Trump's reelection. So they wanted to make sure it only happened after his reelection. He would have loved to crow that he got it started before we got to November, but the companies just wouldn't let that happen. So even though he gave them the sweetest deal in the history of mankind, they screwed him back. There's no question about that. They didn't want this to come out till after the election, and they were hoping, I guess, that Trump would lose.
Yes, they treated him very badly. That fall, no doubt.
Yeah. But, you know, look, I'm not a big, by the way, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine. I'm anti-vaccine mandate. I think the mandate's a horrible, horrible thing, and we cannot allow that to happen. Just like I'm not anti-mask, I'm anti-mask mandate. It's just terrible. It's totalitarian. It's Nazi. It's communist. It's whatever word you want to use that represents Big Brother forcing you to do something you don't want to do. If masks work that great, then no one should worry about whether I wear a mask or not, because if you're wearing one, how can you get sick? If it really works, then it wouldn't matter if I wore one. And if vaccines really work, then why should you worry about whether I get one or not? But all I could say is not anti-vax, not anti-mask, just anti the mandates. That, to me, is government getting involved in things they have no right to get involved in and taking away and violating our human rights. But as far as rushing the vaccine out to market, Trump did a great job doing that. I've always said that. He was a field general, and he never gets credit for it. And if it goes well, it's Biden that gets the credit. If it goes bad, they'll come back and blame Trump, just like Afghanistan. They just always blame Trump for everything. It's very, very sad. But I get your I get your commentary. Government failure gave the world COVID. I agree. What, by the way, what could we do? Do you have any thesis on what we could do to punish China for infecting the world and causing at least 10, maybe even 15 or $20 trillion worth of damage and death? How do you punish a China?
Well, I think you need to be careful there. I mean, it looks like they're very guilty. But we had a time in the past, remember, when the First World War was also very guilty. And America and Britain and France pushed very hard to give them what they deserve. Well, what we created was chaos in that country by punishing them so hard. And we got Nazis in and what followed from that. So I think you need to be careful. But certainly they should be required to turn over all the information. And we have no reason to tolerate their secrecy and them holding things close to their chest.
All right, Professor Casey Mulligan, former chief economist of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, author of Your Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President, obviously President Trump he's referring to, economics professor at the University of Chicago. Thanks for coming on the show, Professor Mulligan. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, will be right back. Last segment of the show, and I will have a lot to say about everything going on in Afghanistan. We'll be right back.
It's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Your conservative, relentless conservative warrior. Middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old USA. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We prepare for war. A little housekeeping. You can always reach me, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, my website is RootForAmerica.com. My podcast is War Raw, available anywhere podcasts are available. And you can see all my comments each day on social media, no longer on Twitter. I'm banned for life from Twitter, but you can find my comments and my opinions on my reactions to every big news story at Parler.com or Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Getter.com is my new hot one where I'm growing fast. My fan base is growing very fast at Getter.com. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. What is Patriot VPN? It's a virtual private network. VPN, virtual private network. Get it? Ah, that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge.
Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. Government is snooping into your private business. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. Three different plans to meet your needs for business or personal or family, starting at only $6.95 a month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. $6.95 a month, patriotvpn.com. I was shocked by that price, to be honest with you. Absolutely shocked. So I mentioned that it's just incredible. It's just incredible, the things that are going on in the United States of America. Things that are going on under President Joe Biden. Things that are going on in Afghanistan. And, you know, like one of the things that I think is amazing is that over the weekend, there was a father and son in Hawaii who were arrested for using fake vaccine passports. In other words, they ask you for proof you're vaccinated, and they got a fake proof, fake vaccine passport. And first of all, it's not a law. You can't arrest someone unless it's against the law. There is no law in the United States that you get a vaccine. Not one state, not the federal government. Nobody's got a law that you have to get vaccinated. There is no law, so you can't arrest somebody. Number two, you do realize that anybody in the world with any disease in the world, with any criminal background in the world, can walk across the border and Biden takes them. But he wants to arrest you for not having a vaccine passport. You have no ID coming across the border, and you're from a foreign country, and you want welfare for the rest of your life provided by the American taxpayers, and you're an MS-13 gangbanger criminal with tattoos all over your body, and you're carrying COVID, and Biden wants you. Every one of you, come on in. But if you're an American citizen with a vaccine passport that's fake, you go to jail for that. Why aren't you arresting illegal aliens at the border? Why are you arresting American citizens with a vaccine passport that you think is fake? For a crime that wasn't committed, because there is no law that says you have to take a vaccine. And how about this one? They want to ban me from walking in a retail store for not being vaccinated. But across the country, and in particular in California, in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, anybody can walk into a retail store and rob them of $950 or less, and all you get is a ticket. It's not a crime anymore. To steal up to almost $1,000 is not a crime. So the looting and the shoplifting has gotten so bad that they're closing every retail store. No one can afford to be in business anymore in California and in other cities around the country. So you're allowed to come in and steal $950 worth of stuff. That's not a real crime. But if I don't have a vaccine, I can't come in the store. I'm an American taxpayer. If I pay $100,000 in taxes this year, you're not going to let me in a store because I'm not vaccinated, but you'll let a homeless bum crack addict walk in the store and steal anything they want. It's not a crime anymore. How about this one? Trump is barred from Twitter, and so is Wayne Root, but the Taliban spokesman tweets away with no problem. They rape, they murder, and they torture. They set people on fire. They're going to kill everyone they find who cooperated with the United States. And their spokesman's allowed on Twitter, but Wayne Root and Donald Trump aren't. This is America today. See you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.